Once we were poets, not just wild body of children everyone feared, closing their doors when they saw us coming, and they hid their precious darling from our mischievousness. We couldn't read even if we were in fourth grade, and trouble was written all over our dirty faces. But what they were really afraid of was our daddies, who were vato locos just out of La Pinta or still locked up in prison. Still, we could be sweet and playful like curious kittens, striking out, not really trying to cause real harm. We were just like uncontrollable feral cats rolling around, fighting each other, just wanted to be noticed. At school, we were labeled the bad kids or special ed kids. Everyone thought we were dumb, except the missus, who came every week to the Varela's Community Center for our after-school program to teach us poetry. First time we heard her read, we laughed and said, "That's easy, we can do that," as we each fought to get on stage and perform. We could tell she liked us. Miss D, the 12-year-old still in fourth grade, loved our missy. Missus, we were all afraid of Miss D, so just one look from her, the bully, we all behaved. We wrote and practiced for that Noche de Poesía, where we would all perform for our parents and community. The missus invited all our teachers, but none of them came. We all actually dressed up, anxiously awaiting to perform for our parents. The engine room was filled to capacity. Misty sat right up front scolding us and giving us the evil eye if we giggled or talked. "Shush, the miss is talking." No one ever clapped or cheered for us. We were like movie stars, people taking pictures of us, like we were famous and important. Misty's daddy showed up, but he stood outside, peering through the windows. He was on the run from the Chotas, another drug deal gone wrong, waiting for his hijita to read. And when she was done, he whistled so loud that the other Vato Loco dads joined him. It made us feel so proud just to know how much our daddies loved us. That night, our eyes were flashing like diamonds, our faces lit up like Christmas trees, and our teeth twinkled like little stars. Later, some of our tias and daddies who are locked up told us that at night, in prison, they all sit in a circle while Misty Daddy tells stories of La Noche de Poesía, when their brilliant, precious hijitos from Varela's were once poets and filled the night with magic.